Good afternoon. Thanks for this opportunity to be here. My colleagues and I are very excited to be here to present our exploratory research study, and the theme is cultural context of little cigarillo use among African American young adults. And so, again, I'm Kenya Ford, and Ming-Ching and Talani are going to present. Talani is going to start off presenting the background. Ming-Ching is going to talk about our data analyses as well as our results, and then I'll end with our final conclusions and implications of research.
Hello, everyone. My name is Motalani, and I'm going to be giving you a little bit of a background of our study. All right, here's what we're going to be talking about today. I'll be focusing on the background and the study rationale. So what are cigars, like cigar types? They are defined as any roll of tobacco wrapped in leaf tobacco or in any substance containing tobacco, and they should not be confused with cigarettes. And there are different types, little cigar, cigarette, and cigars. We're going to be focusing on the little cigar portion, and those are like weighing less than 3 pounds per 1,000 cigars. And there's a picture there showing you what they really look like. And in defining the problem associated with little cigars, the Maxwell document reported that there was about 255% increase in sales of cigarillos and a 316% increase in sales of little cigars. And this change was observed during 1995 through 2008, and also particularly among young adults, especially those aged between 18 and 25, they found an increased use of this product in them. And more commonly among African-American young adults who are smokers. And here are some of the factors we can say contribute to this trend in use, and environmental factors like accessibility, peer use, media-based factors like imagery on popular media sites like YouTube, Facebook, and also advertising. And then looking at behavioral factors, experimentation, use of cigarettes and other alternative products, alternate tobacco products like hookahs, snus, and cigarette cessation aid. Like some use them as a way to quit cigarettes, and they use them as alternate products for that. And personal factors like knowledge of use and propensity for risk-taking, especially among African-Americans. And the highlighted portion is going to form the backbone of our presentation for today. Why YouTube is the second most popular website on the internet, and there's a lot of video sharing going on there. And most of the information on YouTube are largely unregulated, and the messages and the imagery on there have been found to appeal to young adults, especially those aged between 18 and 25. And like I said, the video contents are mostly user-generated, so you can just go in there and post pictures, you can share pictures, and as long as you don't violate the community guidelines, YouTube don't take pictures down. And why young adults? Well, factors contributing to this increased use could be like the myth that this product is safer, they're more natural, they give you a better buzz, you get higher using them, and like I said before, they use them as quitting. If you want to quit cigarettes, you want to jump into something, you know, less perceived to be safer, and these products are perceived to be safer among this population. And also, some of them come in like flavors like peach, strawberry, that appeal to young adult smokers, and they are available in loosies or individual units. Unlike cigarettes, where a pack could go for about $4, you could get like little cigars or cigarillos for like two for like a dollar, and they're so cheaper in some other areas as well. And also lower taxations, there are few taxes imposed on this product, and they are readily accessible in convenience stores. And also peer influences, like people use them a lot and they kind of get influenced to use this product. And finally, media promotion, which we're going to talk about in details. And why African Americans? Because these products, they're appealing to them mostly, and because of the cost associated with them, they're cheaper than other products. And also, as we know, like from studies, that cultural orientation, also the propensity for risk-taking, is higher among young African-American adults who are smokers. And this has also attributed to their resilience in adopting health risk behaviors like little cigar and cigarillo use. And given all this background, our objective was to analyze the contents of YouTube video clips for African American cultural portrayals of LCCs, and LCCs are Little Cigars Cigarillos. And I'm going to pass this to my colleague, Minching, to talk about the methods.
Thank you. So I'm going to talk about the method and results. And as Dr. Magler just talked about, content analysis is a very frequently used method to analyze the content systematically. So that's why we use this. And
just do N.
N?
N as a
new. Okay. Okay, so here's our sample. We used the search strategy from Richardson and Belloni, and they used the search term very general, little cigars, cigarillos, and the five other brand names that are frequently reported in the previous studies. And then we get the results and limited the result to videos because there are some results related to users or playlists, something like that. So we just want videos. And then we sorted the results by relevance and by popularity. So we do separate searches for relevance and popularity, and we choose the top 20. So using this strategy, we found originally found 280 videos because we have seven key terms for each of the search, and then we did the irrelevant non-English video clips, and we did it the repetitive video clips as well. So the final sample size is about 150. So we developed our coding scheme according to several previous studies. As for the general information, representation, and the attributes of characters, those items are from Bloomberg's 2012, also a study on YouTube videos. And they do talk about the general statistics and some other basic information about the video clips. But our study is more specialized in the African American culture cues, which is adapted from Terrell and Jackson. They categorize different culture cues or different culture information about African Americans, like the styling, the language, music, and along with the nonverbal communication part. So our coding procedure, previously we found in the literature that a lot of the available studies, they did not really talk about who their coders are. And especially in our context, we are looking into African-American culture cues. So it's very important for us to recruit some native or African-American coders to provide some insider perspective to say that. And so we got two African-American female coders along with one African female coders and another you-know-who Asian male coders. Yeah, so we do go through the similar procedure just mentioned in Dr. Nagler's slides, that we do the practice coding and we revise the coding scheme accordingly. Yeah, and because we have so many, and we have four coders, so it actually took us a while to finalize the procedure. And we got the final intercoder reliability of 0.776. So as for the result, the first section about the video attributes, we found that most of the videos are around 1 to 10 minutes long and falling in the categories of people and blog, entertainment and music. And these are the top categories. They are also, some of them are labeled as educational for some reason, but they actually talk about how to roll up cigarillos, so that's actually educational. But we also look into the differences between the relevance search and the popularity search. So as you can see here, the popularity search, they generated more likes and also the dislikes. So we combined the numbers and generated impact score. And for the popularity search, they are all significantly higher than the relevance part. And as for the LCC representations, most of the videos they do showcase visually demonstrate the product or verbally mention the product. So the product and brands, they show up in most of our sampled videos. And we also observe multiple use with cigarettes, recreational drugs, and alcohol. So by recreational drugs, we mean mostly marijuana. Mm. Yep. And we were surprised because we actually saw them showing the green stuff on screen. So, and we also looked into different attributes of little cigars and cigarillos highlighted in the video. So as you can see in the chart, the package and price are the top attributes that are featured in the videos. And also we look into how what kind of characteristic of the presenters of the information we found on YouTube. So a typical character in the video are white male aged from 18 to 25, and according to our coding process, most of them are amateur, but about 15% are actually seniors or rappers. And the most important findings we have here is related to the African-American culture cues. So we found that about 23 or 24% of the video used characters that can be identified as African-American origin. And we found that about 30% include music that is considered African-American related. And we also look into the language, such as the wording, the grammar, and the pronunciation of certain words. As for the styling and clothing, about 18% showed up in the video. So we also do the cross-tabulation and figure out that African-American culture cues are more likely to appear in the music videos, but interestingly, that they are less likely to appear in the product reviews. So I think that's what I'm going to talk about. So that's the important findings we have. But you may ask, so what does all this? What do all this mean? And what can we learn from this stuff? So Dr. Ford will continue our presentation and talk about the implications part.
Well, our time is up. I'll just make a quick brief statement here. I just want to add that I'm a new faculty. What a year and a half I've been a faculty member in UT College of Pharmacy, and so my first grant was a $6,000 grant from my vice president for research office, and so we have a wealth of data based on that $6,000 grant, and we are probably going to get about 4 publications based on this grant. And so, but at the end of the day, I want to say that I think this is very relevant from the perspective of looking at popular social media for the purpose of potentially encouraging tobacco use, these emerging popular product, tobacco products. And finally, I want to add that the cultural context is so important, and I can't spill the beans right now, but we're seeing some very unique, interesting components in terms of, and we plan to submit our findings very soon in a peer-reviewed journal. But we are, our results suggest that there are cultural cues, and it's very interesting. So And thank you for your time. And I'm sorry it went over a little bit. Okay.